Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Quenisha. May I have your first and last name to access the account, please?
Sure. It's Joanne Moore.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Moore. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
5103 Ruby Street, Torrance, California, 90503.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Moore. I do see here your account has been canceled and refunded.
Oh, okay. Yes. So that's what I was checking on. I haven't received my refund yet, so I just wanted to see what the status was on that.
Yes, ma'am. So let's see here. Just a moment, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm still here with you, just looking at the account to see what happened here.
Okay.
Just a moment, please. Okay, Ms. Moore, thank you so much for holding so patiently for me. So it does show that on the 23rd, it was sent, your refund request was sent to court, to our corporation office, or corporate office. That's on the 15th and on the 23rd.
Yeah, let's see, on the call, the guy said, if I don't see anything by May 4th, to call back. And so that's why I'm calling back. I haven't seen anything. This has been like 2 months now, so getting a little concerned.
So, ma'am, I was advised, I was instructed by my supervisor to send a request over to corporate for the third time. So, ma'am, I actually left notations on the account for a supervisor to give you a call back as well.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Because I think a couple calls ago, somebody said that whoever I spoke with said somebody was going to call me to follow up, and I hadn't heard anything yet either.
Yes, ma'am. So I've done that for you. I've actually left in the notations here for a supervisor to call you.
Okay.
And they will give you a call back, ma'am, just to let you know the status of, it's going to be a supervisor. So that supervisor will be able to see more than what I can see regarding anything that's in the hands of corporate. And they can advise you more information. But as of right now, the only thing that I see that, you know, you called in several times to check on your refund, and we just see here that it's sent over to corporate, which we sent that request over, ma'am, but I'm not sure why they haven't issued a refund.
That's really weird. Okay. All right. Do you know when I might be expecting a call?
Well, within the next 24 hours, ma'am, you will receive a call.
Okay. All right. Just somebody will let me know what's going on with that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, that would be... That'd be great. Okay. All right. But as far as you know, you're still not sure what's going on with the...
No, ma'am. I do apologize.
Okay. That's a bummer. All right. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just wait for somebody to call me then and let me know what's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's pretty much all I can do, right? There's not much I can do to get things going.
Well, no, ma'am, because we actually can't push, you know, corporates. We can't push what they have going on because, you know, they're above me. So, but it does show that the refund was issued, ma'am. I'm not sure if there was, you know, an instruction that corporate must push it through manually, and that's the reason you haven't received the refund, ma'am. But that may be the issue.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't see anything on my credit card bill for sure. And then, so I don't know what else to look for.
Yes, ma'am, I most definitely understand, but it does show here that every time you call in, we have reached out to corporate or sent over an email or sent over everything to let them know, okay, this customer needs to be refunded.
Right, okay. Strange. Okay. All right. Then I'll just, I guess I'll just wait for that phone call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for contacting OMAX Health, Ms. Moore. My name is Quenisha. You have a great day.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.